Yeah, good morning to you. Yeah, the two-wheeled villains, do they really deserve the bad rap that they get? I am surrounded at Triple M Central in the city, and we are surrounded by people delivering food on these bikes. But they're not push bikes. They're push bikes, but they're electric bikes, and they fly. They absolutely fly along, and they're an absolute menace. The bikes that I witness do not observe road rules. They're on the road, then they're up on the footpath, zigzagging around pedestrians, yeah. Then back on the road, going through red lights. It's a drama. And then you had that story, the legal assistant, the young 24-year-old in Melbourne, she was hit by a push bike, not an electric bike, but a push bike. She's fallen on her face. She suffered a fractured palate, multiple fractures to her jaw, a broken right arm. Listen to this. Four teeth knocked out. She has no comeback. Why? Because in Victoria, if there's a collision between a cyclist and a pedestrian, you're not covered. Only if it's a motor transport accident. Bike, you're not covered. She's got thousands of dollars of medical bills. And because it was a cyclist, she's not covered. That's wrong.
Do you think that registering bike riders and on the roads and that kind of thing might cover that? You know how we have obviously
with
cars?
Of course. Yeah. That's what happens with your car.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you get hit by a cyclist and they take off, you've got no idea who they are because there's no accountability. There's no number plate. Mm. But you don't know who they are. Yeah, there's Lycra.
Yes. And let's face it, on a lot of them, it doesn't look terribly good. But it's true. You've got to be accountable for that sort of stuff, I reckon.
I reckon they should be registered, honestly, because they keep doing the wrong thing. Like we up here in Mackay and the Whitsundays, too.
Not all of them, though. You can't say all of them.
Oh, the ones that we see on Saturday mornings all over the place, we do. There's dedicated bike lanes, yet they still decide to ride their bikes on the road instead.
Well, that happens where I am as well. So that's really annoying. So should cyclists be registered? Should they have number plates? And should they be contributing towards the roads? Now, a lot of the cyclists will tell you, hang on, I pay my rates, I pay my taxes, and I own a car as well. So I am contributing. Leave me alone.
That's bollocks. That's bollocks because you might own a motorbike. You're still paying for extra registration on that.
And even a trailer.
Exactly,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't know, I think this is going to open up a can of worms, this one.
And can I just ask cyclists one more thing? If you're going to wear Lycra, and if you're going to be in front of me at the traffic lights, don't do that smart-ass thing where you balance on two wheels, because I don't want to see your Lycra-clad sweaty ass, okay?
You're saying what I was just thinking. I hate it when they do that. I hate that.
There you go. I picked it. See, I was reading your mind.
Thank you, mate, for the call. Let's take some calls, 13 20 7 10.